Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, also the author of the book, The Dying Citizen, in which he observes a transformation of the citizen of the United States into someone who is prey to the unelected, the evolutionaries, the globalists. But I want to concentrate on the citizen, him or herself, Victor, and to speculate how the citizen sees these matters in Manhattan and potentially in Georgia and potentially in Florida, at Mar-a-Lago. Does this discourage the citizen? Does this make the citizen wander away from the idea of polling? Does this mean the citizen is no longer confident that the United States will survive? We have a few minutes.
I think there's two citizenry. There is the progressive left, and they control the institutions, and polls suggest that they're successful in convincing half the country that this is not only normal, but desirous. And then there's the other half of the country that feels that they woke up one morning, they don't recognize the United States anymore. And we have unfortunately, John, we have a geographical force multiplier to that, both by the red blue state federalism phenomenon, but the fact that whatever one's politics are, it's just people who are voting with their feet, and they're not going into blue cities and blue states. And so in a way that's good, John, because the people who lose confidence in the legal system and get indeed the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, and the IRS, they tend to hibernate, or they have a monastery of the mind, they flee. So we had 500,000 people in the last 18 months leave California. And they're not violently protesting. They're not insurrectionary. They just shrug and say, I'm gone. And what I think the great crisis that we haven't reported on in the next 5 years, that Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, New York, all of these cities are going to be facing financial Armageddon. They're not going to be able to pay their pensions because their base is shrinking. Their tax base and the people who pay half the taxes, the 1%, are leaving in droves. So that's kind of what I think half the country is reacting to. They either move away from what this problem represents to them, or they just tune out. They do not watch as I said earlier, they don't want to watch the Super Bowl halftime show. They don't watch professional sports. They don't watch the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Tonys. They just say, you know what? That's your culture. They don't want their kids anymore to go to these elite universities. They don't trust them. And so I think that's very dangerous when you have a sort of a, I don't know what you would call it, the solitary American.
The two countries. Yes. However, one country is not going to fall silent. We have just about 30 seconds. Does this mean we're looking at an election where there will be very low participation, presuming something worse doesn't happen? We have 30 seconds.
And I think it's going to be very high participation. I think both sides will turn out in droves. I'm very worried about it because the left has altered the mechanics of balloting. When you went from 30% absentee to 70% and you rendered election day a construct. So I'm worried about that.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing in American Greatness about the events of these last hours, also the author of The Dying Citizen. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.